G'day, my name is Chris Sowsby, and we're listening to Type Radio. Now we're talking.
Type Radio FM.
You're listening to Type Radio. My name is Donald.
I'm Lisa.
We're at the Type Shed 11 conference in Wellington, New Zealand. It's Dark Friday, the 13th of February.
It's Black Friday.
Oh, Black Friday. It's even Black Friday.
Yeah, and
dressed in black, mate.
And Chris Sowsby is here, dressed in black. Welcome.
Hey, thanks.
The first question is, are you religious?
No.
Why not?
Have you seen the movie Kenny?
No.
No, say that. Spell that out for
Kenny,
me.
Kenny, K-E-N-N-Y. It's an Australian movie.
Yeah.
Anyway, there's a scene when he's in the car with his son and they're driving along and he goes, and obviously Kenny and his missus are broken up and the boy goes, Dad, are you going to hell? Mum says you're going to hell. And he has this big rant and he goes, son, listen, I'm quite happy to believe in Jesus and God, but until he gives me a call and we sort it out, up until then I'm just a little bit busy. That's pretty much how I feel about it too.
So, are you going to hell?
Probably. I'll see you there.
Do you have rituals?
Yep. So are these yes or no, or do you want some expansion?
No.
Yeah.
Please expand.
Oh, sort of get up in the morning, have a coffee, sit down in my boxes, check the email, and then work, and then eat. It's pretty much day in, day out. It's the same, eh?
Yeah.
Except for this is a bit different, but the whole thing is a ritual.
How
but nothing completely weird, though.
But is type design not also like one big ritual?
Oh, tell me about it. Oh, God. Yeah. Ever since I started working with Christian Schwartz, it's been really figured out a good ritual, a good process, a good production method for designing typeface. Up until then, it was really scattershot, but now I've got my shit sorted, so that's quite good.
So, how did you get started? I mean, why are you a type designer?
I don't know. I was just at design school and kept kind of zooming in and zooming in and zooming in, and as far as you could zoom in was a letter, and it's black and white. I'm not very good with colour, as you can kind of tell. Dressed all in black, for those listeners who need to know. And I don't know, it just seemed to click, it just seemed to work. And it was really fun too. So you just work in black and white and it's just a balancing act, really, positive and negative space. And it really smoked my tyres. Can't really explain why, you know, why do you like steak? Tastes good. Why do I like type? No, just do. That's not really deep though, is it?
Well, that's okay.
But is there a culture here in...
of type design?
Yeah.
It's pretty small, but I'd say there is. There's lots of people who are into it. There's heaps of really good typographers in New Zealand, but they tend to be a bit shy and retiring, and there's not really a graphic design community as far as I can tell. That's why this is so good. It kind of draws everyone out of the woodwork. They're semi-permanent up in Auckland, but I've never been. And there's DINS, which is Designers Institute of New Zealand, get together and try and do these things every now and then, but no, it's not really much of a community. Was that the question?
I can't remember.
Well, morning, your star rose pretty quickly in the type world.
Oh,
I think. And how does why? Because you're in such a remote country, and you're set so far away from everybody else, and you're so young also. Like, how does a young New Zealand type designer like get so well known so quickly?
The internet. I'd be buggered without it. Well, I mean, I think we all would, but.
Oh.
I don't know, I really wanted to do it, and I couldn't afford to go to the academy or to Reading because, it's miles away. You must have sort of realised as soon as you landed here, it's like, fuck, we're out in the middle of the sea. But you feel a little bit more connected with the internet, and then collaboration is easy because Christian got in touch, and then Chester Jenkins from Village got in touch, and they helped me out a lot in terms of how to do it. Up until there, it was like sort of four.
But how did they find you in the first place?
Well, Christian, I think, reckons he found it from a link on Typographica. They had, you know, the website. And they had banners that would, you know, roll over, and he sort of saw one that I'd done, and he clicked on it and went to my website. And I think Chester was looking for more people to join Village, and Christian said, go on, take a punt. And they did, and that's how it happened. And they just sort of, you know, went from there.
But do you still want to stay here, or would you move?
Oh, yeah. The missus and I are going to go to Ireland for a year after we get married. But you don't need to be anywhere, really. You can just... It doesn't really matter. I mean, people go online and they buy the stuff, And so where it comes from, I don't think they really know or care. It just happens, you know. It's all virtual.
Oh, that's why I was also sort of interested in, like, what makes your designs New Zealand?
I can't see it. No. I don't know. I don't think they
are. Isn't also, like, what New Zealand examples do you have, and what New Zealand inspiration? Where do you get, like, from New Zealand design or type design?
We don't really have a history of typeface design, apart from Joe.
Joseph Churchward.
Yeah. Joe Churchward. But I haven't seen any of his stuff. I've seen maybe... apparently he's designed 604 typefaces, all hand done. It's pretty insane. But I've only seen maybe five of them, and they're all quite sort of display stuff. But I don't know. I don't know where it comes from. It just sort of pops out. I don't know. It just happened. I mean, there's heaps of old stuff.
Are you also, like, afraid to really name the thing or think about it or try to analyze why?
No.
Because otherwise you lose...
No. Okay. I just don't know. I just look at stuff. It's like being a constantly a visual magpie. You just look at it and go, that's pretty nice, that's pretty nice, that's pretty nice.
And so who are your heroes then?
Like my heroes?
Yeah, like which designers that you look at stuff that you would really admire?
It's probably more typefaces, the designs that they do, not the people.
Oh, okay. No, okay.
Yeah. But there's a lot of the old stuff that... it's hard to say. Oh, I don't know. There's just too much. I really like Lexicon is probably the thing that I'd aspire to. I really, really, really love that typeface. It's so fucking amazing, eh? It's just, it references everything that's come before, but it's so contemporary and fresh and lovely. It's just, that just really smokes my tires. Some old English stuff I've been exposed to from Christian Schwartz and Paul Barnes as well, from the St. Bride Library. There's some amazing stuff in there. I don't know. I'm sorry, that's not a really very good answer. Gil Sands and Futura, yeah, they get me going. And metal, not really so much in digital, but the metal stuff, you know, you just look through all the crazy old things that they did and you just kind of draw out or try and identify what's good about those that perhaps isn't being done now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you have like a sort of a dream or a fantasy typeface that you still need to do or want to do?
Yeah, I do. I want to ultimately have a range of classic genre typefaces issued from Klim, like a Clarendon, maybe a more normal slab, various sands, various kinds of serif, you know, text and display and whatnot. So I've kind of ultimately have most of the bases covered. I don't really particularly dig any one genre. I just love it all. I don't know. I've realised recently that you can't really dismiss a genre because there's always good stuff in it, you know? Like some people say, I don't like classical music. But there's some, you know, maybe if you notice, but there's also always going to be something in there that's stand out in the genre itself. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Not sweet.
You know, this might sound a bit strange, but normally you look different to the rest of the type designers that we've interviewed because you're sort of you exercise. It looks like.
Oh, yeah.
That's maybe because you're from New Zealand. I don't know. I mean, you look like you work out, at least. I don't know.
Oh, that's quite embarrassing. yeah, I do. I've been sitting on my ass for so many hours in the day. I recently, a year or so ago, decided to probably best to go to the gym. And it's really good. Get out of the house during the middle of the day. And I'm getting into boxing recently, too. That's quite a lot of fun.
Boxing?
Yeah.
Good.
Well, I mean, if this, you know, clicking a mouse is the most amount of exercise you get in a day, it does my head in. Yeah.
That's better, yeah.
It's really good.
Do you also spar?
No, I'm going to... Well, you do sort of... It's gym boxing, not boxing.
Oh, right.
It's for training. It's proper. Yeah. Get in the ring. But I'd like to at some stage work my way up to it.
It's watch your head.
Yeah, I know.
Wear protection.
That's the thing. I don't want to get clipped in the Swede and end up with Parkinson's at 29, That'd be a bit rough.
I did like once or twice and I had a headache afterwards and I was like, this is not a good idea, you know.
But you did it once just to see?
No, well, I did. For years, I did boxing training, just training. But then this guys in the sports club would like come up to me, hey, you want to spar? You want a couple of rounds? And I'm like, okay, sure, let's try. And then you get like hit in the face so many times because they were always better than me, of course.
Yeah.
So that's not good. And I'd have a headache for like 3 days. So.
Ah, right.
Yeah, unhealthy.
I think just once, to get in the ring just once, just to see what it would be like. Just have a slugfest and see.
I can see that's the end of the type. You're... I wouldn't do that. Maybe clicking is fine.
your curves will go shaking.
Maybe, exactly.
Yeah, maybe.
What do you hate about type design?
Kerning. And pretty much just the kerning, I suppose. And the character sets, my God. I've just been doing Unit Slab with Christian for, you know, because it's FF Unit that Christian and Eric did together. He's a bit noisy out there, eh?
Yeah.
You guys should shut up, eh? Anyway.
Hey, shut up!
Yeah, and so we were doing that. And so Unit Slab is a slab serif version of Unit. And so it's 7 weights, and it's got a character set that just extends into infinity. And when you're getting up to doing ultra italic small cap numerals, monospaced, that nobody's going to use. You just think, what am I doing this for? But because it's in one weight, it has to be in all. And the sheer amount of accents, I've kind of decided to cut down on accents, I think, just to keep it manageable, and so it's not so daunting.
But there's a lot of that stuff is being automated more and more, isn't it?
It's still got to be checked.
Yeah.
It still has to be done.
You have to look at it, yeah.
You can automate it, but, you know, who trusts the machine?
Last question. What do you think about Dutch design?
Dutch design.
Yeah, your personal view on it.
Graphic design or type design?
Type design.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I really was into it heavily quite a while ago, well, a few years ago, but now I've sort of broadened out a little bit. But it's on the whole, it's pretty fantastic, eh? I'm into it. What about you guys?
Well, I'm Dutch, so I'm not allowed to answer that.
No, I'm not allowed.
Right, okay.
We're on tape radio.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Oh, sweet.
Tape radio. Tape radio. Tape radio.